Chapter 2. That is why it is necessary for us to pay more than the usual attention to the things heard by us, that we may never drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved to be firm, and every transgression and disobedient act received a retribution in harmony with justice, how shall we escape? If we have neglected a salvation of such greatness, in that it began to be spoken through our Lord, and was verified for us by those who heard him, while God joined in bearing witness with signs as well as portents and various powerful works, and with distributions of Holy Spirit according to his will. For it is not to angels that he has subjected the inhabited earth to come, about which we are speaking. But a certain witness has given proof somewhere, saying, "What is man that you keep him in mind, or the Son of Man that you take care of him? You made him a little lower than angels, with glory and honor you crowned him, and appointed him over the works of your hands. All things you subjected under his feet." For in that he subjected all things to him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Now, though, we do not yet see all things in subjection to him, but we behold Jesus, who has been made a little lower than angels, crowned with glory and honor for having suffered death, that he, by God's undeserved kindness, might taste death for every man. For it was fitting for the one for whose sake all things are, and through whom all things are, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the chief agent of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who is sanctifying and those who are being sanctified all stem from one. And for this cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers. As he says, "I will declare your name to my brothers. In the middle of the congregation I will praise you with song." And again, "I will have my trust in him." And again, "Look, I am the young children whom Jehovah gave me." Therefore, since the young children are sharers of blood and flesh, he also similarly partook of the same things, that through his death he might bring to nothing the one having the means to cause death, that is, the devil, and that he might emancipate all those who for fear of death were subject to slavery all through their lives. For he is really not assisting angels at all, but he is assisting Abraham's seed. Consequently, he was obliged to become like his brothers in all respects, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, in order to offer propitiatory sacrifice for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered when being put to the test, he is able to come to the aid of those who are being put to the test.